Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition in Philadelphia at 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. With hospitalizations for COVID-19 on the rise since the summer, New Jersey health officials are encouraging residents with symptomatic cases to ask about treatment with monoclonal antibodies. WHYY's Kenneth Burns tells us that while the therapy helps prevent serious illness, health experts caution it's no substitute for getting vaccinated.
Maybe you've seen the commercials from pharma company Regeneron.
They told me to quarantine and call if I get worse.
Did they tell you about monoclonal antibodies?
Mono what?
Monoclonal antibodies. They're created in a lab and mimic the body's immune response to fighting viruses. The therapy has been used for other conditions like lupus and some heart diseases. It's currently used to treat the coronavirus under emergency use authorization. New Jersey Health Commissioner Judy Persichelli says people with mild COVID symptoms should ask their health provider about it.
The goal of this therapy is to help prevent hospitalizations, reduce viral loads, and lessen symptom severity.
Dr. Raquel Nara with Cooper University Health says the treatment helps to make patients feel better quicker.
This is really for them. It will prevent them from getting sicker. It will prevent them from getting to the ICU and potentially dying.
But Nara emphasized that it's better to prevent COVID-19 than to treat it.
We have a saying in infection prevention, an ounce of prevention is worth 1,000 pounds of treatment. So preventing the disease from happening is way better than trying to treat the disease.
In other words, it's better to get vaccinated for the coronavirus as opposed to talking to your doctor about how to treat an infection. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.